Jesse Love sits top five in points for RCR in the Xfinity Series. He just ratcheted boys and girls in the ARCA Series with his dominance running for Venturini Motorsports at Toyota at the time, and then chooses to go with RCR this year in the Xfinity Series. Great to catch up with Jesse. It was a week or two ago that we caught up with Jesse Love Jr. here in the Freak Nation.
So, Jesse Love, you've been coming to the Freak Nation for a few years now. Of course, started out with the ARCA Series with your wins and...
Win after win.
But now with you in the Xfinity Series, running for RCR, flying those Lucas Oil colors, you and I were talking before we went live that I've never seen you get overly excited. You said, just wait, it's coming. What does that mean?
No, I just think it's just, I try to stay pretty level-headed, but when I do get rambunctious, it does get pretty out there. I've made some mistakes, you know, where I probably got more excited than I should have been. I tried to learn from those and tame it back a bit, but I still feel like I try to just be genuine. And when I do get excited, definitely sometimes can be over the top, but I've just kind of been chugging along the last, you know, year and a half as of right now. Everything's been, you know, pretty solid. Haven't really had any big run-ins or anything. So things have been very good, and I'm enjoying it. It's very much more stress-free than probably when I was like 15 or 16.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking on the pole, running up front. Oh, on the pole again. Oh, running up front. You could get used to this.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, my cars are really fast, and everybody on our wheel and number two team just does a really good job. And I have a great crew chief, and InRetro gives us all the resources that we need. So, you know, right now it's, for me, it's just kind of paying attention to the details. I think the biggest thing I'm realizing is different from, you know, my other gig at the ARCA deal is how much like the little things make a big difference. And you can make a few small mistakes in the ARCA side, and if you're fast, you still get away with it. But now with the Xfinity side of things, you know, two small mistakes on pit road last week ruined a great day for me and my team. So and they were all my fault. So it's just learning those, you know, things that I need to do differently, and the mistakes, and just how much the details, you know, how much they mean, and those small things that you mess up on have a huge impact and a huge consequence. So I've had a whole week to think about them. And obviously now I'm, you know, put some processes in place to not make those mistakes again. And I think, you know, there's going to be a couple more things here and there that I got to fix, but I think that we fired off so good in the beginning of the season that we can kind of just be able to roll with it. And those small mistakes are going to be a little more few and far between had we, you know, fired off.
Mistakes are not a big deal as long as you do learn from them. So with these little things that you keep talking about, what is it? Is it more in the construction of the car, or is it because the field and Xfinity is just so much tighter, more compact in ability wise?
Yeah, I think, and what I'm referring to is pit road. Like last week we were really good. I thought we had a shot, maybe not to win. I probably am not quite there yet with those late race deals, but I feel like we're close. But you know, we definitely had a really good shot around top three to top five, and I single-handedly ruined the day for my guys on pit road, right? Just not small things, right? Like having the wheel index 2 inches off, right? Couldn't get the right front tire on, and we could only take right sides, and pit, and then that was in the green flag stop. And on, we were running seventh, and I thought we were going to go forward continuously more and just trying to maximize my pit road, and kind of overcooked the stall, and got too close to the inside wall. So our left side stop was super, super long. And then we restart instead of, you know, fifth to sixth, we restart 17th to 20th. So those small things I just got to clean up on. And like I said, there's gonna be a few small things still as we get running up front that guys are going to do better than I am, that I feel like I've, you know, have enough people around me to tell me what's right and wrong, to where I can kind of fix those issues pretty quickly.
Yeah. Like Austin Hill, your teammate, has he been one that's been really good to lean on?
Yeah. I mean, Austin's been great for me. And the beginning of the year, it was definitely tough for me, right? Like, I don't know anything about speedway racing. I still feel like I don't, but he made it a lot easier for me to just feel like I have some sort of confidence and know what to do. Cause going into the year, I had no idea what to do. But he, you know, answered a lot of my questions and gave me some really good resources to work with. And I felt like the speedway stuff, you know, I'm halfway decent at now. I feel like my car is still just a lot better than most, which makes it, you know, easier on me. with how fast it is, but I still feel like we put ourselves in good spots and could race up front and manage our gaps and everything. Just things I didn't know how to do had I not talked to Austin. So, and even this weekend we're in the sim and I still fired off with good speed, but I needed to, I need to clean it up a little bit. And he gave me some good advice while he was there. Hey, just work on this, work on that. And then it helped me.
Work on what?
So I like to get in the corner really hard. Was kind of screwing myself for the rest of the corner because of that. And just trying to, take some techniques that I've been learning the last few months. And when I was doing that in the sim, I wasn't quite connecting the corner how I needed to be. And especially at Phoenix, it's so tough. Mm-hmm. And I didn't feel like it drove that great. And then Austin came in, a few days later, and we went to sim together. And he got in first, and I was able to learn a little bit from him there. And then he actually would talk to me while I'm in the sim. Hey, you're doing this, which is, good for maybe a bust off a lap speed, but it's not going to last long in a race. We worked on that, and I worked on that, and listened to him because I feel like I'm really open-minded to what he has to say because I have a lot of respect for him. And then I, fix how hard I get in the corner and backing it up a little bit and kind of letting the car do the work. And when I did that, it made it so much easier and continue to actually pick up speed by driving not as hard.
His name, of course, Jesse Love, joining us here in the Freak Nation and running for RCR. With your success in ARCA, you move into RCR, you're having success out of the gate. Was that part of the process of who you decided to go with, or was it that RCR was the only one that reached out to Jesse Love saying, we want to put you in the two car?
No, I don't. Because of my year last year, I had a lot of options on where I wanted to go. I talked to RCR kind of before I really got steamrolling throughout the year. And it wasn't quite in the cards just because I thought I had, a deal where I was at with Toyota. And somehow, as I continued to win more races, some of those opportunities weren't in the cards anymore. And that was, kind of confusing for me to take in. When the RCR deal got brought up again, that was when I, wanted to, but I feel like I'm a pretty loyal person. I want to be loyal to, I wanted to be loyal to Toyota, but so the hardest part for me was getting in the door at RCR and meeting Richard and Tori and Andy Petrie and Danny Lawrence. And, once I met them and got to know the company and the team, then it was very easy. The hardest part was, stepping foot in the place in the first place. Once I did that, then everything was a pretty clear cut answer for me. And it's worked out really well because, Richard was able to hire Danny Stockman and Danny's just, he's a winner and he knows what it takes to win at this level, which people have no idea how easy that it makes for me. Right. Cause then when I'm with the winner, that's Danny Stockman's like the leader of our team. Right. So with the people that he hires and leads, and then the things that he tells me I need to do, because he's been down this road before, it makes my job a lot easier. And he's worked with so many young drivers as well that he's able to tell, hey, well, this person did this and you're doing the same thing and here's how he fixed it and here's how you can fix it and tune. So there's been a lot of things like that. Again, I heard our chances had a good run at Vegas and I feel like I fixed it really quickly, knock on wood. And even outside the car, right? Like how I deal with my team, I feel like I've gotten a lot more mature with that just by being around people like RCR. We like the leadership at RCR with like Tori and Danny Lawrence and Petrie and Richard, like those are all people that know a ton more than I do. And I feel I've been really open-minded to whatever they have to say. And it's made me a lot better of a person, but also of kind of a leader myself.
You know, that's cool. And all bringing up those names, I didn't hear Kyle Busch or Austin's name in there again, or Austin Dillon. How have they helped you?
They helped me a ton. Kyle has been, really beneficial to me. It was funny. He texted me after the Atlanta race and was obviously, good job and that sucks, whatever. And I was like, yeah, I know. and he actually started asking me some questions, which was somewhat not funny to me, but I was like, that's pretty crazy, right? Like Kyle Busch is asking me some things that I thought about the track and how it matured and went over, throughout the course of a run. And I feel like I've been able to build a, a pretty big relationship with him. And Austin Hill has, again, just been huge for me week to week. And then whenever I need something, I can go to Kyle and ask him. And he gives the best advice as because he's so just unfiltered with what he has to say, right? So he'll tell me things that I don't want to hear that he knows I need to hear. That helps me a ton. So, and Austin Dillon as well, you know, same boat with him. And we just have a lot of great people at RCR right now. And I feel like it's really refreshing to me. Like there's nothing that I feel like we need to, you know, change right now. Everything I feel like is a pretty well-oiled machine. And I feel like everybody has the same goal in mind. So it's a really like healthy place to be right now.
I like me some Jesse Love. Again, sitting top five in points in the Xfinity Series.